Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minutes unscripted on IT and IT security. I wanted to see a movie over the weekend. Did not see a movie over the weekend. You know, I pull up the website, start flipping through, and it's like, ah, there's all the old standbys. There's the superhero movie that is overhyped with someone versing someone else. There's the action hero movie with now with twice the explosions. There's the kids movie, right? With the adult humor for the parents who come to see it. That's cleverly disguised and hidden. All the old standbys. And I was explaining this to my guy, I don't want to go see a movie. Like, no, this one really has better explosions. And this one really has, you know, better character development. It all looks the same to me. And from a distance, you know, that's what it is, right? Unless you're a film critic, you might not see some of the new innovation in these crop of movies. The same thing happens in malware. Unless you're actually studying the malware, you know, it's all the same old thing, right? Ransomware, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes there are some innovations that, if you are looking closely, kind of are leading indicators of what's coming down the pipe. So, for example, with Key Ranger, which is K-E Ranger with a capital R, named by the Palo Alto Research folks. Key Ranger is a good example. It recently, for a brief shiny moment, went after the Macs. It's funny because for years we've been saying, you know, malware's going to come to the Macs. In the late 90s, when Steve Jobs returned to Apple, I was working with a IT company, and one of the things we were very pleased with the fact that we could integrate, you know, IT, IBM with Macs, because that was big and scare you kids with your native Samba client. But anyways, and even back then, right, and even when Steve Jobs was returning to Apple, we were saying Apple Macs are going to take off, and when they take off and they reach a certain number, all the malware is going to hit the Macs. And every time we see malware like this, people are like, see, now all the malware is going to hit the Macs. So you heard it here, folks, first, with Key Ranger targeting OS X, all the malware is now going to hit Macs. Watch and see. This time it really will. So, first thing that's kind of interesting is going out after the Apple platform. Second thing kind of interesting is this malware was embedded in a application, a BitTorrent client called Transmissions, and the client is signed, right? So we oftentimes talk about the level of protection that signing applications has. And it does have a certain level of protection. But we got to remember is signing is only an indication that's been signed. And as with any shared secret, it's only as good as that secret is protected. So in this particular case, a digital certificate for code signing has been stolen and was used to sign this code, which meant that the normal thing of saying, hey, this is an invalid app, there's some Trojan bundled in with it, you shouldn't run it. Not working. Apple has since revoked the cert, so anyone who's getting the updates and whatnot are now clear. But interesting and good reminder that certificates and certificate-based security is only as good as those certificates are protected. Another interesting thing about this malware, number three, was that it delayed the attack. So oftentimes, when malware gets installed, it immediately calls back to a CNC. And this is fantastic for us in the Security Operations Center because we can trace it back and pretty quickly clean up any of the instances and figure out what URL that they clicked on and yada, yada, yada. This particular malware waited three days before contacting the CNC and before executing its payload. So that's pretty novel, that's pretty interesting, and that makes it pretty hard to do any sort of forensics on it because logs and everything accumulate, people don't remember what they're doing, etc. Last thing that I thought was interesting, so the payload was ransomware. The ransomware gets installed and encrypts all your files, obviously, and then it asks for Bitcoin for you to get your files back. Last thing I found was interesting was this particular variant had within its code base, although not active, had within its code base the ability to go after the backups. Within Key Ranger, there is code to target and disable time capsule, thus removing the primary way that we protect against ground support. No backups, no security. So even though it looks like just another bit of ransomware, even though I'm sure superhero versus superhero looks like just like any other movie, there are key differences, and there are some interesting things we can learn by pulling these things apart and taking a look at KeyRanger. Have a good one.